from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A $95 billion national security supplemental package is one stop away from President Biden's desk. The Senate's voting on the bill now. It contains additional aid for Ukraine, which many Republicans, like North Carolina's Ted Budd, are opposed to. He says border security policy changes should take priority.
I will oppose this foreign aid package because we must put America first.
Speaker Mike Johnson spent months sitting on the Senate version of the bill before the House passed a similar measure.
There's nothing, in my view, to dislike about what the House passed. It's pretty close to what we passed. And the most important thing is to get this to the president for signature.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. ABC News is projecting President Biden and former President Trump will win their respective primaries in Pennsylvania, a key state this November.
Not much of a contest in Pennsylvania, as both President Biden and former President Trump are already the presumptive nominees. They're set to face off for a third time in November. Biden winning Pennsylvania in 2020, Trump winning in 2016. As all the votes are counted, Biden faces protest votes for his handling of Israel's war with Hamas. Some Republicans are sending a message to Trump by voting for Nikki Haley, who dropped out of the race in early March. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
A man suspected of shooting an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy in the back yesterday is in police custody. Sheriff Robert Luna says state troopers came upon a man in San Diego suspected of drunk driving and a weapons charge.
I can tell you this. That he has a very extensive criminal history, a very violent criminal history.
The deputy was protected by his bulletproof vest. The UN's calling for a clear, transparent, and credible investigation into mass graves uncovered at two hospitals in Gaza, which were raided by Israeli troops. You're listening to ABC News. The FTC has approved a new rule which bans companies from using non-compete agreements. Those bar employees from taking jobs with competitors. The measure is likely to be challenged in court. Just in time for the Paris Summer Olympics, a new security baggage system has been installed at Charles de Gaulle Airport. Officials say it allows for more detailed scans of bags so passengers won't have to remove things like electronics devices, liquids, or aerosols. Stocks closed higher today. One of the largest audio streaming services in the world is reporting record profits.
The place where Taylor Swift's new album is setting streaming records, Spotify, is setting revenue records. In its latest earnings report, the company says in the first quarter of 2024, it passed $1 billion in gross profit for the first time ever. Total active monthly users, free and paid, were up 19% year over year to 615 million worldwide, and paid subscribers were up 14%. This comes after big-time cost-cutting and layoffs last year. Spotify let go around 17% of its staff, about 1,500 jobs. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
It's cicada time again, and those that are emerging in South Carolina are so loud that some residents are calling the police to complain. The Newberry County Sheriff's Department is telling residents on Facebook the noise is coming from long dormant cicadas, not police vehicles. They say it may be annoying, but it is the sound of nature. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.